We're talking about AmeriCorps projects in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin received $7 million in AmeriCorps funding this year from the federal agency responsible for AmeriCorps and other national service programs. Back in June, we spoke with the recipient of an AmeriCorps Service Award about his work on a college readiness program in Eau Claire. Kong Ming Her signed up looking for a part-time job, but he found a calling.
It really resonated with me as a student of color. He wanted to support the local community who were underrepresented, who didn't see college as an option. The team that I worked with became like a family, and we just connected so well, and everyone there was driven by the same goal and passions.
Have you worked on an AmeriCorps project? What kind of service did you do? How did you feel about the work? Have you considered applying for an AmeriCorps position? What questions do you have? Join in at 800-642-1234. Jeannie Duffy is Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin. That's the state agency that manages federal funding for AmeriCorps projects here in Wisconsin. Jeannie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So help us understand this $7 million in funding. How does that compare to funding levels in the past?
You know, it's increased. We've been increasing our funding for AmeriCorps programs in Wisconsin every year for the past 2 or 3 years. So that is a nice positive trend we're on. And we're increasing the number of programs and the number of members serving around the state of Wisconsin.
So it seems all of this forward momentum here on volunteerism in the state. How does Serve Wisconsin fit into that picture?
So Serve Wisconsin, we are the Governor's Commission on National and Community Service for the state of Wisconsin. So our mission is to promote community service and national service. And national service is the AmeriCorps program and Senior Corps programs in the state of Wisconsin.
And they have quite the legacy going on 25 years, is that
right?
Right.
AmeriCorps, as we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, we're actually celebrating it on October 11th. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who is an AmeriCorps Vista alumni, is going to be our keynote speaker. But Senior Corps and AmeriCorps Vista have been around since the 60s, the War on Poverty.
Help us understand how the federal funding model works. How are federal funding levels decided for each state? Is it based on our population or our need or something else? Is it competitive?
It's both, actually. We have two applications for nonprofits or government agencies who are wishing to sponsor an AmeriCorps program in the fall, which will be starting in October. It's the competitive funding. And then every year, Wisconsin is allocated about $2.5 million of formula funding. So we are very fortunate to have $7 million because that is a combination of the competitive funding on the national level, which indicates what quality programs we have here in Wisconsin that we're able to attract so much competitive federal funding.
You're also attracting people. Roughly how many people get involved in our state's AmeriCorps projects each year?
Over 900 people are serving throughout the state of Wisconsin.
So that's quite a number, and
yes,
that's been growing,
as you
say. How often are service project workers being paid? How does the pay work?
So people earn a living allowance, and it's a small stipend. If you serve full-time, it's roughly $14,000 for the year. So it just barely covers your basic living expenses in Wisconsin. And so you get paid as equal installments every 2 weeks.
And so basically, you know, who are the people signing up for AmeriCorps? Who do you see fitting this volunteer profile?
Well, the stereotypical AmeriCorps member is between ages 20 and 25. They're, you know, trying to figure out their life, perhaps, you know, taking a gap year from college. Maybe you're thinking you wanted to be a teacher. You could serve in an AmeriCorps program as a tutor in a school for a year or 6 months to decide if you really like teaching. It could be someone who's passionate about the environment and wanted to work on one of our state or national forests for the year and do conservation work or education works at our nature centers. We have people who work in health clinics and health centers. So people serve, but you don't have to be young. You can serve, you know, up until you're 80, however, I mean, or 90.
And if you're taking a gap year from college, a traditional college-age student would be younger. How young can you serve?
You need to have a high school degree. or you need to be working towards a high school degree. So, you know, the minimum age is 17, mostly 18, but we try to, like, 20 is probably more the average. 20 to 25 would probably be the average age of our members.
We're talking with Jeannie Duffy. She's Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin. That's a state agency managing federal funding for AmeriCorps projects here in Wisconsin. You can join in. Do you support the federal government's funding of AmeriCorps? How do you feel about this service program? Should AmeriCorps focus more resources on education or healthcare or housing? What do you think? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Jeannie, what are some of the areas that you see AmeriCorps volunteers making the most difference? Where do they serve?
They serve throughout the state in, like I said earlier, schools doing tutoring. They work in after-school programs, the Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee here in Dane County. They work in middle schools doing after-school programming. They work in our state and national parks. We have a wonderful program, the Wisconsin Homeless and Runaway Youth Services, and they work in homeless shelters throughout the state, and they do direct street outreach. Every year they help over 3,000 homeless runaway youth get into safe housing, which unfortunately does not often mean going home. But to me, that's stunning that we can have, you know, thousands of homeless and runaway youth in Wisconsin. So it's a wide variety. We have members who serve up north as recovery coaches for the opioid epidemic. So these are people who have been previous addicts and have gone through recovery. And as part of their recovery process, they are helping others. They're coaching others through the recovery process and living soberly. So,
have you seen a shift toward service in the area of addiction and the opioid crisis? Have you had to move and shift with the need?
Right. That is the benefit of AmeriCorps, is that we can be pretty nimble. And if there is a new community need, we can start a new program fairly easily, you know, with the correct sponsors and then finding the training for the members. So a couple years ago, the Opioid Recovery Corps program has been up for 3-4 years now. So it really sprung up during the height of the opioid epidemic. And when we have disaster service, when there's a disaster that hits Wisconsin, we can deploy our members to respond to the disaster. We're having a team of AmeriCorps and Senior Corps members. It's a nice intergenerational joint project working for the last week of September, first week of October, up in Oconto and Langley counties to help. You know, the big storms came through this summer, and so they're going to be doing a lot of debris and tree removal for that week.
How do you get volunteers prepared for their mission? What does that training look like?
So each program has their own training plan. And so usually members are starting now about the beginning of September. We kind of run on the academic year. And then they spend anywhere from a week to 3 weeks in training. So if you are going to be a tutor in a school, you have a tutoring program. There's a specific curriculum to be a literacy tutor. The homeless and runaway youth service members, they spend, you know, a week or two in training on how to deal with homeless and runaway youth, proper techniques of approaching homeless and runaway teens. And like I said, the recovery corps people, they do a serious 3-week training on recovery coaching and how to help people through addiction.
Well, let's take a call now. Tara is joining us from Luck. Hi, Tara. What is your story with AmeriCorps?
Hi, I am a former AmeriCorps from 21 years ago, and I just wanted to share that my experience as an AmeriCorps was one of the best years of my life. I learned how to be a leader. I learned how important serving was. And currently, I still work for the agency I served with, and I supervise current members, and it's really fun to see these young people develop leadership skills, and for some of them, the education award is really essential for them to pay off student loans and such.
Tara, what is the organization you work for?
Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity.
Okay, so you're building homes.
Correct, and my members are working as volunteer coordinators and helping train volunteers in construction, which it's amazing because most of them come with zero skill in that regard, but they learn really quickly and are able to fill in as mentors and leaders to volunteers. It's great.
How important are having these volunteers to your organization? How key is that?
Well, we have over 20 members that serve with our organization, and it really impacts the volunteer experience out on site because a lot of volunteers come needing training, and it really adds value across the organization because it allows folks to have a better, you know, they're not waiting for instruction. There's somebody there working directly with them that can give them what they need right away, which means we can get more done in a day. Well, and our quality's good.
Tara, thank you so much for sharing your story. Jeannie, she made her AmeriCorps service a career path.
Yeah, we find that a lot. People, once they start serving, they realize that is their passion. And like, she probably had a passion for housing and went and got some experience with a housing organization. And as she said that the members got their leadership skills and job training, that is the joy of AmeriCorps. It has the dual benefit of serving the community, meeting the community need, but also serving the member and providing them some good, solid leadership skills and job experience. And then, as she mentioned, the Ed Award, if you serve full time, you get $6,000 that you can use to pay for college tuition or any other, or like an apprenticeship program with a union, or you could use it to pay off student loans also.
We're talking about AmeriCorps funding and the related service projects around the state with Jeannie Duffy. She's Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin. That's the state agency managing federal funding for AmeriCorps projects. Do you support the federal government's funding of AmeriCorps? How do you feel about this service program? Should AmeriCorps focus more resources on a specific area, whether it's housing or education, healthcare? Be part of the conversation with your AmeriCorps story, 800-642-1234. We'll get back to this in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about AmeriCorps funding and the volunteer program in our state with more than 900 members. AmeriCorps programs across Wisconsin are receiving $7 million in federal funding this year, and those dollars are used to help education achievement gaps, to help drug addiction, homelessness, environmental conservation, among other issues. So what questions do you have about AmeriCorps projects? Are you an alum? What do you want to know? Have you worked on an AmeriCorps project in the past? Were you helped by an AmeriCorps worker as a child or adult? Share your story, 800-642-1234. Jeannie Duffy heads up Serve Wisconsin, managing federal funding for service projects in our state, and she stays with us. Let's go back to the phones now. Jennifer is joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Jennifer. What's your AmeriCorps story?
Good morning. Thank you for this great conversation about a great sort of a overlooked kind of a service opportunity in our world. I am an AmeriCorps alum in the 90s. I had been following a very academic track. I took a year off and went out and worked trails out in Oregon, helping out with the National Forest Service. It was a great hands-on opportunity for me, and I had a great time out there. Came home to Wisconsin, got married, started a family, and I used my AmeriCorps scholarship to get my master's degree when my daughter was a baby.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now that same daughter, however, is now a freshman at Marquette University, and I am so proud to say that she is a second-generation AmeriCorps volunteer. She's working with Milwaukee Project 414 and helping out with inner city kids while she works on her nursing degree at Marquette University.
Oh, that's a brilliant story, Jennifer. That is absolutely amazing. In your experience in Oregon, it would be the state of Oregon. What did you find that you took away about conservation in that experience?
Oh, it was amazing. It was Our theme was getting things done in Oregon, and we were doing projects that needed to be done, but there weren't full-time, expertise, foresters that had the time, energy, funding to get things done at that time. You know, there was a lot of federal funding issues, there was government shutdowns, and those things needed to get done. The environment in Oregon is, like Wisconsin, an amazing resource. And we were able to go out there and clear trails that were covered in debris. We were able to reroute trails that were, causing water issues, you know, out there in the rainforest. That's a big issue. But we were able to get out there, have the manpower to help out with projects that just otherwise would not have gotten done.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for sharing your story and the generational legacy there. Jeannie, when you think about government service projects, you might not think about working on park trails or new roads that were really prevalent that happened during the Great Depression. Is AmeriCorps continuing to do that kind of work that Jennifer talked about?
Yes, we are. We do it nationwide. And here in Wisconsin, we have an AmeriCorps program called WISCORE, the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. And they send out crews of young people in the summer, well, all year round, but primarily in the spring, summer, and fall, to work in our state and county parks in here in Wisconsin to rebuild trails. They've also this summer have rebuilt some shelters that were built by the original Conservation Corps during the Depression.
Well, a bunch of AmeriCorps programs in Wisconsin focus on youth education. As you mentioned, after school activities, really strong college readiness. What role do you see AmeriCorps filling in the state's overall efforts to educate children?
Well, I think we fulfill one of those crucial gaps that we can really, our members have the time and the energy and the motivation to provide the one-on-one connection that kids often need and are maybe missing in their school day. Some kids, they start out the school year, you know, reluctant to have tutoring and have that, you know, be singled out as maybe needing tutoring. But we find out time and time again that the kids, you know, they bond with their tutors, their AmeriCorps members. They start looking forward to tutoring. Their attendance improves at school through tutoring and after-school programming. Our after-school programming really focuses on emotional and social learning, which study after study shows that's a big gap that kids have these days.
Where do you see needs for additional funding for education or after-school activities, but it's hard to find money from state or federal sources?
Right. So that is, you know, AmeriCorps is very effective. I mean, we have, as people aren't getting paid much, as I said earlier, $14,000 for the year. And that's all matched by local resources, too. So we can place members full-time in schools to fill those needs that the schools can to provide the attention the kids need in the services.
Where do you see this program going forward and expanding? I mean, you see Wisconsin on this really great trajectory, growing in the number of members, growing in the number of service projects, but there is always a great need. So how do you choose between a program that combats homelessness in Milwaukee versus one that combats homelessness in Wausau?
Right. Well, we are constantly educating our elected officials about the importance of AmeriCorps, and there's a nationwide movement to fund, have enough members nationwide for 100,000 members a year nationwide. Currently, we're about 80,000 members a year. So that is one way. And all of our federal funding is matched at the local sources. So that's how we kind of amplify our presence too. Currently, every federal dollar that's brought into the state of Wisconsin for AmeriCorps funding is matched almost $35 to $1 for the $1 of federal funding.
Wow. Let's take another call now. Jeanette in McGregor, Iowa. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was one of seven people that were working for different county conservation organizations on the west side of the Mississippi River. A number of the folks were naturalists doing school programs. I was restarting the program for Motor Mill, a historic 1860s stone grist mill, talking about how land use changes have changed and how the people affect the land and how the land affects people, as well as tying historic stories in and doing some biology.
When was this, fun. Jeanette?
This was in 2005 and 2006.
Yeah. Do you find that that was a really solid year for you, that is still special to you today?
Yes, it is, because actually my second year there, I turned down a better paying job, since AmeriCorps doesn't really pay much, because I was needing to be here to care for my mom. And I met my husband late that season.
Oh, wow.
And Motor Mill is a very, very special place. But also, my public speaking skills got very strong, because the first season I talked to over 1,000 people as the only tour guide the entire summer. So by the end of a weekend, I was often happy to go pull garlic mustard or go kill multiflora rose for a few days so I could recover my voice.
Jeanette, thank you so much for that story. Jeannie, that's really brilliant.
Yes. If you're willing to pull thorn brushes.
Anything goes there. Can people still apply to work on these AmeriCorps projects? What's the timeline?
Oh, yes. We have some programs like that, that recruit maybe once a year, but we have many programs that do ongoing recruitment. Especially some of our tutoring programs, they'll have a start time in the fall and then in January, second semester also. And then we have programs that work at summer camps, such as the Boys and Girls Summer Camps outside of Milwaukee, and also Easter Seals in the Wisconsin Dells. They do respite care and provide a true summer camp experience for kids with disabilities. So they are recruiting just for the summertime. So, and they also have programs throughout the winter on weekends. So
you really have a rolling type of a deadline based
right.
on the various needs in the communities
right.
that you serve.
Each program kind of has a different start time. So yeah, you can go to our website, servewisconsin@wi.gov.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jeannie Duffy is Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin, a state agency that manages federal funding for AmeriCorps projects in Wisconsin. And you can find a link to Serve Wisconsin at WPR.org/mornings. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.